This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Good evening and welcome to Celebrating Our Musical Future. I'm David Ozenberg, your host. Each week at this time, we present concerts and music events that happen at the great music schools across this country, letting you hear in this unique program the next generation of great classical musicians. And once a year, as we have done for the past 6 years, we take a little bit further step back and we feature musicians who are not yet at the university level or the collegiate level. And we feature the Winter Concert as presented by the ensembles from Princeton High School, and as he has been for all six of these. With me is the director of orchestras at the Princeton High School, Maestro Robert Lauren. It's good to see Bob, you back here in the studio. Though we have done these for a number of years, every school, every high school does a seasonal concert, maybe a winter or holiday concert. This is something quite special because you do not hold it in the auditorium at Princeton High School. You hold it in Princeton Chapel. So maybe just a little background and how important this concert is to your musical year at the music department at the high school.
It's a very special experience for us. We always appreciate the fact that the university is so gracious with their facility. It's the 73rd concert that we've done at the University Chapel, which is pretty amazing. And it features all of the orchestras and all of the choirs in our high school. And the fact that we're able to do that there makes it a very special thing, not only for us, but also for our audience, because it's a situation where there's not a seat left in the house. The entire community is able to come and enjoy it and get into a special, I would say, contemplative and beautiful evening that we're able to enjoy great repertoire done by the students at Princeton High School.
And for you to say not a seat in a house, that's a big statement because that's a big house to fill. So this is a large audience. Of course, many of them, obviously parents and grandparents and family relations, but also probably people from the community who look forward to the winter concert each year. I would think you get a good share of Princetonians coming by to check out what these young musicians can do and their talent level. We're going to begin this 2018, recorded in December, Winter Concert by the Princeton High School with two short selections from the Baroque, sort of either ends of the Baroque, as it were, the very, very, very beginning of the Baroque, and then one of the high points of the Baroque and one of the great Baroque masters. And this will feature the Princeton High School Repertoire Orchestra and Sinfonia. These are young musicians. What grade level and what trajectory are they on here?
Right. We have three levels of orchestra at Princeton High School, and Repertoire Orchestra is the foundation level, and the auditioned level of Sinfonia is mainly underclassmen. These ensembles are a preparation for Princeton High School Orchestra.
So you've picked music for them to play of Georg Philipp Telemann, that's the High Baroque, and then all the way back to the Italian master, Giulio Caccini. So you want to talk about the two selections you've chosen?
Right. The Caccini is very special because it features our cellos and violas, that wonderful dark, rich color that they're able to expand upon in the university acoustics. And the Telemann is wonderful because we're able to sort of, I would say, be able to dance with this Baroque opportunity. So they complement one another quite well.
Okay, the Telemann comes from a suite in D. It actually carries the moniker, which is actually a little bit more familiar with Handel and the Royal Fireworks of Rejoicing, La Réjouissance, and then an instrumental setting, I assume this was originally vocal, of an Ave Maria by Caccini, the first of two Ave Marias we'll hear tonight. So to begin this program, the Winter Concert by the ensembles from Princeton High School, the Princeton High School Repertoire Orchestra and Sinfonia, music of Telemann and Caccini. They are led by the Director of Orchestras at Princeton High School and my co-host tonight, Robert Lauren.
Thank you.
To begin tonight, celebrating a musical future, where once again, annually, we present the Winter Concert, as presented by the ensembles from Princeton High School. We're very happy to do that, so you get to hear these young musicians. And we've heard the Repertoire Orchestra and Sinfonia perform music of Georg Philipp Telemann, a movement from one of his suites, a suite in D major, and a setting of the Ave Maria, featuring, as Maestro Lawrence said, the cello section of these orchestras, music of Giulio Caccini. We now move to some vocal selections. There are four choirs, are there? Or are there more even than that? Do you know?
Well, if you think about the chamber choir being an addendum of, or a wonderful offshoot from the PHS choir, there is the chorale, which is the foundation level, the cantus, which is women's voices, and the PHS choir. So I would say three, and then with the offshoot of the PHS choir being the chamber choir.
And we are going to hear the chamber choir next. Two selections here. And the first comes from a pretty young, but quite on the upswing choral conductor and composer from Hungary, Dr. Árpád Tóth. And this is a selection in Hungarian. It's, and please don't just send emails about my Hungarian pronunciation, but it's Cséla Gognak Terem Toya, which, as far as my translation checks, simply means stars. And then a work by a Princeton High School student. He'll be graduating this spring. Eli Wasserman, a work called, something we're maybe all pining for at this point, and we're pining for in the winter concert, A Summer Night. So Mr. Wasserman continues to pursue his interests, being president of Princeton High School Choir, music director of an a cappella group, and as a composer, and he wrote this piece while studying composition at the Interlaken Arts Camp last year. He wanted the piece to capture the blend of tranquility and liveliness of those summer nights in July. The text is a setting of a poem from 19th century poet Elizabeth Drew Stoddard. So here's a short Hungarian work by Árpád Tóth and a work by Princeton High School student Eli Wasserman. The chamber choir here are led by the director of choirs at the Princeton High School, Vincent Metallo.
Thank you.
Two more selections from this winter concert is presented by the ensembles of Princeton High School back in December, an annual event. As you heard my co-host, Maestro Lauren, say this is the 73rd year they've been doing this at the Princeton Chapel. We heard the chamber choir from Princeton High School perform two selections from the Hungarian composer and conductor Arpad Tot, a work that translates to stars, and then a work by Princeton High School student who'll be graduating in the spring, Eli Wasserman, A Summer Night. We'll hear one short selection here from Cantus, and that is the women's choir, drawn from the choral ensembles at Princeton High School. This music by the American composer Jim Leininger, who's done much of his career south, both in North Texas State and in Florida. And this is his setting of a response from the Catholic Latin Mass, Deo Gratias, which simply means thanks to God, sung here by Cantus, once again led by Vincent Metallo. The women of Princeton High School, which make up the group Cantus, singing music of American composer Jim Leininger, his Deo Gratias on this winter concert given in Princeton Chapel, as it is each year by the ensembles from Princeton High School. We're very happy once again to bring it to you, as we have done annually now for the past 6 years. I'm David Ozenberg on Celebrating Our Musical Future tonight, and my co-host is the director of orchestras at Princeton High School, Maestro Robert Lorne. And Bob, we turn to your group next. Now, in past years, you have brought us movements from concertos featuring some of your astounding talent you have, the soloists you're able to pull from the high school. Such a deep pool you have of just such talented musicians. This year, two of the works are going to feature a soloist, but he kind of comes with the building, doesn't he? He's always playing at the end of this concert, and this is Princeton University organist Eric Plutz. So talk about having Eric solo with your orchestra on two works this year.
Right, and ever since I've been at Princeton High School, I've always wanted to collaborate with Eric. His mastery of the instrument there at the chapel is simply outstanding. And I chose two works to be able to feature him. One is the Ottorino Respighi Suite in G Major for strings and organ. We do one of the movements. It's a four-movement work. We do aria from that work. It dates from 1905, but it pays tribute to a number of Baroque composers. One of them is Johann Sebastian Bach, but also Frescobaldi and Arcangelo Corelli. The fact that we can combine our color with Eric's mastery of the chapel organ was just simply a joy for us. And even when I went up to the chapel to rehearse just singly with Eric, I knew it was going to be a real treat for the students to be able to share their artistry with him.
Everybody knows the Respighi Rome poems, the Pines of Rome, the Fountains of Rome, the Birds by the Ancient Airs and Dances by Respighi. This is a beautiful four-movement work. And like you said, it does harken back to the Baroque. Respighi was all about, in that early 20th century Italy, when Italy was still kind of trying to find its kind of musical roots. So the opera's one thing, but Respighi said the roots we have are back in the Baroque and Renaissance, and that's the music he hearkened back to. He did not embrace atonality. He gave an interview in the 20s say, it's not the future of music. And so this is a wonderful work by Respighi. We will hear, as Bob said, the second movement aria, suite in G major, four strings and organ. The strings are from the Princeton High School Orchestra. The organist is Eric Plutz, Princeton University organist, and they're all conducted by my co-host, Maestro Robert Lauren.
Thank you.
On tonight's Celebrating Our Musical Future, we're presenting, as we do each year, the Winter Concert given by the ensembles of Princeton High School in Princeton University Chapel. This was given back in December, and we've heard the Princeton High School Orchestra, led by my co-host, Maestro Robert Lorne, in the second movement aria from the Suite in G Major for Strings and Organ by Attorino Respighi, the organist, Princeton University organist, Eric Plutz. We'll get back to Eric playing with the orchestra, but first, music of the great Argentinian composer, tango master, a composer whose music has just exploded over the last generation and a half, and that is Astor Piazzolla. Piazzolla wrote a work called Cuatro Estaciones Porteñas, which is the Four Seasons, but by using the word porteñas, that it donates residents of Buenos Aires. So these are really four seasons of Buenos Aires, a city that you took your orchestra to just a few short years ago, did you not?
We have. And that was the reason why we went down there, to explore the origins, the organic creativity of Astor Piazzolla. We wanted to teach our students everything about the tango, including dancing the tango too as well. That was an amazing, amazing tour, yeah.
And of course, writing a work incorporating the Four Seasons right away has resonance with, of course, the Four Concerti by Antonio Vivaldi called The Four Seasons. And really, beyond the title, that's where Piazzolla ends, though there are echoes of Vivaldi, both in this movement and another movement, sort of shadows that Vivaldi sort of is hovering around. But this is pure Piazzolla. These are four tangos, each one representing a season. We're going to hear, as would be fit, the Winter Concert, the movement titled Winter, Invierno, Porteño. And this is normally for solo violin, but you have your principal flutist as soloist here, and even more. Tell about how this came about.
Yeah, I mean, just like the Vivaldi Four Seasons, they feature solo violinist. Piazzolla used that as inspiration to write his own Four Seasons, and also featuring a violin soloist, each and every one of them. But Michael Hahn is our principal flutist, and when we got together last year to pick the perfect piece for him for this year, we wanted to do something different, something unusual, something very special. And I presented this option to him and said, what about this? Can we think creatively? Can we think outside the box? And he said, oh, I love this piece. Let me transcribe it. So the version we'll hear tonight is an actual transcription by the soloist, by Michael Hahn. And we've really enjoyed working on it with him and preparing it with the orchestra.
Very industrious of him. There's so much music out there for flute and orchestra, but he wanted to do this piece. So taking it out of the violinist's hands. So we have an adaptation here for flute and orchestra of the Winter Movement from the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, music by Astor Piazzolla, the Princeton High School Orchestra, led by my co-host, Maestro Robert Lorne. Thank you. Music of Argentinian master Astor Piazzolla there. The Winter Movement of his Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. Normally heard for solo violin and orchestra, but here in a transcription for flute and orchestra by the principal flutist of the Princeton High School Orchestra, Michael Hahn, and he was the soloist on this winter concert we're presenting here on Celebrating Our Musical Future tonight. One more selection by the Princeton High School. Bob, you're going to bring Eric back into the mix here, not as a soloist, but as a real color instrument to this really famous kind of Italian opera Bon Bon. This comes from Pietro Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, and this is a red-blooded Verismo opera. Mascagni wrote it very young, in fact, just a few years older than your students. He won a competition with it. All has to do with red-blooded vendetta or revenge between two men over women and all the rest of that. But in the middle of all the heat and chaos of this, Mascagni drops in one of these drop-dead gorgeous melodies, his little intermezzo. Talk about this version which you have for orchestra and organ.
Yeah, this opera, this one-act opera, this love tragedy that takes place on an Easter morning, was premiered in Rome in 1890. In its premiere, it received no less than 60 curtain calls. It was immediately successful, and it set up Mascagni for the rest of his life, which is pretty amazing. For us to be able to explore this work, which is one of the most beautiful settings of an intermezzo there is, with Eric Plutz, was sheer joy. It starts off so subtly, so, I don't know, with such beautiful tenderness with the strings, and then gradually adds some winds, and finally the organ for this chorale that takes us through great sweeping lines. The fact that I chose Mascagni and also Respighi too as well was sort of an indicator that we're preparing for our next tour. And it takes a while to prepare, but in advance of our next tour, which is going to be in the winter of 2020, we'll take the orchestra to Italy. Okay. And I wanted to make sure that we explored this amazing repertoire well in advance of our arrival on the shores of Italia. So that's one of the reasons that Mascagni is part of the concert tonight.
Thank you.
Princeton High School Orchestra here with Eric Plutz on the organ in the Princeton Chapel, which is where this winter concert by Princeton High School is held. We heard the beautiful Melting Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana, that opera by Pietro Masciani. And we are nearing the end of this concert, which will combine many forces of all these ensembles, but one ensemble we haven't yet heard from is the Princeton High School Choir. They will begin their portion of this program with, I said we would have a second Ave Maria, and here it is. Music of Anton Bruckner. Of course, Bruckner's so well known for the symphonic output, but Bruckner was an organist, and early on in his career, many sacred choral works came from his pen, including this setting of the Ave Maria, which he composed in 1861. So we will hear the Princeton High School Choir here with this setting. They are led by their director, and they're off, as you said, to a tour of Hungary and...
Absolutely. They leave this week, actually, this Friday, for a tour of Vienna and Budapest.
So they will be in Bruckner's backyard very soon. The Ave Maria by Anton Bruckner, the Princeton High School Choir, led by their director, Vincent Metallo. Sacred choral music there by Anton Bruckner, his setting of the Ave Maria, the Princeton High School Choir, led by Vincent Metallo. So our next two selections by the high school choir will begin with a work which has appeared on a number of these winter concerts of late. It is composed by the American composer who teaches at McAllister College, Randall Bauer. But more to the point, he holds degrees from Johns Hopkins and Princeton University, but he was a Princeton High School graduate back in 1993. It's his Processionslied, or processional song, and that will be sung by the Princeton High School Choir. And then they'll follow that, and we'll pair these together with a very short work, one movement from a bigger three-movement work called Three Antique Pieces by Romanian-born but Hungarian composer Georgi Orban. And this little third movement, which is a dialogue anticipating the arrival of one's love, is simply called Dremolette. So we'll hear the works by Bauer and Orban now, sung by the Princeton High School Choir, led by their director, Vincent Metallo. two selections there, sung by the Princeton High School Choir, led by Vincent Metallo. We heard from Princeton High School 1993 graduate composer Randall Bauer his Processionslied, or processional song, and then a little drama, Dramolette, by Hungarian composer Georgi Orban. Before we have the traditional ending of Music of Bach and Handel, which happens at every one of these winter concerts, we have a little Bach before that, and some very famous music of Bach that will combine the choir and the orchestra of Princeton High School. And since the orchestra director of Princeton High School is here with me, Maestro Bob Lawrence, so what have you chosen here before your traditional ending?
Right. So Vincent and I collaborated with this amazing work. It's the final movement of the B minor Mass of Johann Sebastian Bach, and thinking that what a great tour de force it would be to put the choir and the orchestra together yet again. And we did this last year with Morten Lauritsen's Lux Aeterna.
Yes,
and
yeah,
it was to a great deal of success. And we wanted to sort of like replicate that by using this final movement, this very moving movement of the B minor Mass, and putting that together in the regal atmosphere of the University Chapel, knowing full well that it's already been done there, actually in 1934, with Stokowski conducting, with the Westminster Choir and the Philadelphia Orchestra. So
wow,
the perplexity of the acoustical challenge which that space represents, we sort of revisited that because it was not easy to put together, although we had three rehearsals to do it. So that was a real gift for us, a real learning experience for the students as well.
Just on a little higher musical plane, before we get to the traditional endings of Bach and Handel, which we'll get to, it was a turbulent year, and what better way to, this is closing out the year, to have these words of grant us peace coming from the pen of Bach and this monumental work where Bach summed up so much of what he did at such a master level with choral music in this B minor Mass. So the Dona Nobis Pacem here from Bach's B minor Mass, performed by the combined forces of the Princeton High School Choir and orchestra.
Thank you.
music of Bach, the Dona Nobis Pacem from the Mass in B Minor, Princeton High School Choir and Orchestra. Now we come to the traditional ending, and this has been the ending for quite a few years. This is a pairing of setting by Bach of the chorale, the hymn Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light, and after some very usually boisterous applause, here Eric Plutz come in with the Alleluia chorus from Handel's Messiah. How did these two become this traditional ending, which everybody gets pretty excited about, as our listeners will hear?
Exactly. And so these final two numbers have been tradition at the PHS Winter Concert for years. And essentially, this concert is very, very special because it celebrated the life of one of our previous choral directors at Princeton High School, William Trigo. And essentially, when we actually did the Dona Nobis Pacem from the B minor Mass, the choir actually used the markings from Trigo's score, which was really a great tribute, very, very special for all of us. And so the Break Forth and also the Hallelujah from the Messiah has been going on in our wonderful winter concert for years before Charles Sundquist and also with William Trigo.
And now with Vincent Metallo and you leading the orchestra. So here's the conclusion of the winter concert by the ensembles from Princeton High School. The combined choirs and alumni join you, I gather. So that's this
absolutely, yeah.
Everybody front and center for the Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light by Bach and the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah.
Thank you.
The festive conclusion to the annual winter concert is presented by the ensembles from Princeton High School, the combined choirs and alumni in attendance. The orchestra, we heard Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light, setting by Johann Sebastian Bach. And the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah, also chiming in is the organist, who is also soloist with the orchestra on this program, the Princeton University organist, Eric Plutz. So, as you have, Bob, my guest host is Robert Lauren, the director of orchestras at Princeton High School. You usually fill us in on musical highlights for the rest of the year. You've already let slip that you're going to Italy next year. So, what about what's left in the academic year for these young musicians?
Right. And so, as I mentioned before, you know, the choir leaves this Friday for Budapest and Vienna, two hotbeds of musical culture, right? So they're looking forward to that, and they've been busy studying some Hungarian and and German as well. And essentially, that's really quite special to be able to bring our students to be able to experience the culture. And that's why we do it. As I mentioned before, the orchestra will be preparing for Italy in 2020. This spring, in the middle weekend of March, we do our spring musical at Princeton High School. And this year, a very, very special one. It's a show written by Cole Porter. We're doing Anything Goes. Yeah. And you can't complain about any of the tunes from Anything Goes just because each one is its own hit. We're busy, you know, preparing for that. And in the spring, as the spring continues, we have our spring concert at Bristol Chapel of Westminster Choir College, one of my favorite venues just of its intimacy and what it represents as far as the culture of Westminster Choir College, which is very, very special to us. And the choir also does its choral concert in the spring, as well as after that, they do a cabaret evening in early June, which features many of the seniors and juniors of the choral program.
So if any of that Bob mentioned perks your interest, just check things out with Princeton High School and you get dates and times for those performances. We want to thank conductor, accompanist. I know she works with the girls who sing in the contest, and that's Sarah Pelletier, as well as supervisor of the arts at Princeton High School, Patrick Lenahan, and our recording engineer, John Baker from John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Bob, thanks for bringing this year's concert to us. Always great to have our listeners hear these very young musicians. And so many of the Princeton High School music students you've had have gone on to great careers, whether in music or not, but I know they've appreciated the years they've spent under you and Vincent and honing those musical skills and the experiences you've given them to make music at Princeton High School. We want to thank you for that.
That's a pleasure.
This Celebrating Our Musical Future, this evening focusing on the music made at Princeton High School in their winter concert, or 2018 winter concert given back in December, is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.